This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio, one of my favorite people on the planet, John Jetter.
Well, thank you.
Yes, who is the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. Welcome back.
Yeah, good to see you. It's been a while.
It has been, and the season's underway.
Yeah, we had a wonderful season opener a few weeks ago and a great turnout, which was wonderful because it was a football game day, and there was a lot of things happening in town in Fort Smith, and it's great. It's great that we had so many things happening in town. But yeah, played Dvorak New World Symphony. One of our cellists in the orchestra just did an amazing Haydn cello concerto. Everyone in the audience didn't realize that she was an orchestra member, and they thought we had brought her in from somewhere exotic. And it was fun. And then we played a Max Richter piece on The Nature of Daylight, which is a beautiful piece. You don't really hear it often live, so it was a great first concert.
Once the season gets going, it seems like it's sort of a steamroller because now you're doing all sorts of things.
Yeah. So we couldn't be changing gears more than we are for our next concert, which is on Saturday, October 15th. It's at 7 p.m. at the ArcBest Performing Arts Center in downtown Fort Smith. It's called Symphonic Superheroes. And we're going to be performing a lot of music, all film music. So I'll run down the list really quickly. Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, that's from the 1991 film. Great score by Michael Kamen. Music from Iron Man, which is very excellent. Batman, The Dark Knight. X-Men, actually it's a compilation of music from the various X-Men films. Black Panther, terrific score.
Wonderful score.
Yeah, yeah. Wonder Woman, the from 2017, the Gal Gadot movie, Hans Zimmer. Rupert, Gregson Williams, also one of the composers for it. Nowadays, a lot of these films are composed by teams. So a little change from the old days. We'll be doing music from Transformers, Captain America, The Amazing Spider-Man, and Mission Impossible 3.
Nice.
So it's quite, I think, kind of an eclectic mix of music. And the orchestra is gigantic. We have an expanded brass section, expanded percussion section. It's going to be loud. And I think all the music is terrific. It's some of the coolest music we can program. And I'm really excited about it personally, and we have a lot of interest. And for anyone out there, I mean, this is, you know, a lot of times we'll say, well, this is the concert to, I could have said that about the last concert. That was a concert to be at because it had Dvorak New World. But this is music in the concert hall is just, you know, it's just incredible.
Even if you are someone, say, like me, who sees almost every superhero movie there is in the theater, you still haven't heard this music like this.
Right, exactly. And it's straight concert format. There's no video or anything like that. No, it's straight. It's a chance to focus on the music. But the film scores that we're going to be performing, they're so much fun. I mean, it's full orchestra garb, of course, but they're fun. Sometimes they're a little tongue-in-cheek. I like that there are some pop music elements mm-hmm. that are in there. I mean, we'll have an electric guitar on stage and some really interesting African percussion for Black Panther.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of similarities in some of the music. There's the brass is always really prominent. I mean, if anyone's a French horn or trombone or trumpet fan, I mean, this is it. I mean, there's more playing for these guys and percussion actually than there would normally be like even in a big symphonic program. That is Saturday, October 15th at 7 p.m. I do want to mention a couple things. Afterwards, there is an after party at the Bakery District, and that's where the whole audience is invited. And their ticket is a free, quote-unquote, beverage ticket.
And that's not a VIP thing.
That
that's
is
everybody.
Correct. That's everybody. And we'll have live music by the Fort Smith Symphony Cool Cats Jazz Quartet there. I think also there's going to be kind of a informal art show of superhero-themed artwork created by Fort Smith Public School fifth graders, like a bunch of them.
Nice.
And that ties into on 2 days later, on Monday, those are our annual Earquake Schools concerts. And we have all this superhero music ready, right? We might as well play that for the fifth graders.
Absolutely.
And that's going to be their introduction to orchestral music. And I think, we talk about we it's an exposure thing, and we always tell the kids get involved in something creative, whether it's music, theater, dance, whatever. I think we'll recruit a lot of brass players out of that, a lot of band members. So it's going to be a busy weekend. I'm going to continue on. So that Earquakes Monday, October 17th, and that's for participating schools only. It's two performances. It's about 2,600 kids total, and that's a participating schools thing. Mm-hmm. So on Monday evening, October 17th at 7 p.m. at the ProPAC building, which is at 1100 Garrison Avenue in downtown Fort Smith, we're going to be performing our second concert in our Perspectives Chamber Music Series. It's called Legendary Voices, and it's going to feature the Fort Smith Symphony String Quartet, a fellow named Brad Klonch, who's a native flute performer, and Andy DeBoer, who is our principal clarinetist. Yeah. And it is a concert of music by indigenous composers, and in a chamber music setting. We'll be performing Lewis Ballard's Fire Moon String Quartet. Lewis Ballard is recognized as the first Native American concert composer, born really close to here in Miami. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about him before. He's a focus of our activities this year throughout the year. And that'll be our string quartet's Urgene Kong, who a lot of people, of course, know in our listening area. She's our concert master of the orchestra. Our associate concert master is Lori Fay. She'll be playing. Jesse Collette is our principal viola. And James Robert Bradshaw is our principal cellist. So that'll be the string quartet. So they're going to perform the Ballard Fire Moon. Then we'll be performing Carlos Nakai's Whippoorwill Song. That's for string quartet and Native American flute. Brad Klonch will be our flute soloist. He's the founding member of a Native American, he calls it flute-centric group called Ingenuity, and you'd have to see how it's spelled, you know.
Yes.
And he's also the senior producer at the Chickasaw Nation Tribal Government Multimedia Center. So we're going to do that. And then I think a lot of people know the name Jared Tate, who is a terrific Chickasaw composer. And Urgene is going to be performing a piece. Well, I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but it translates to Raccoon Talk.
Ooh.
And it is for solo violin and audience. So
I'm highly intrigued.
Yes, yeah. So,
and to say more would be to
Just a few audience. Yeah, there's the audience will get a few cues. I may jump in and help with that a little bit. Just a few things they do, but there's a lot of tradition and I guess folklore about the raccoon in indigenous culture. So it's kind of based on that. And then we'll close with the clarinet quintet featuring Andy DeBoer by Jack Kilpatrick. I still do not have a succinct way of describing Jack Kilpatrick. He's often referred to as a Cherokee composer. He was born in Stillwell, so he's right by here.
Right.
He is recognized as being one of the founders of or the father of Native American concert music. But his actual background in terms of his indigenous heritage has always been kind of a question. Mm. And it kind of doesn't matter because he did so much for that culture. He did a lot with saving like the Cherokee language. He's credited with that. His wife was Cherokee. And as Jared Tate accurately said, he's a maven of Native American concert music. So I thought, you know, having him on the program made a lot of sense. And anytime you talk about indigenous music, his name always comes up, at very least in a hugely like supportive way. So that's our performance.
And that's Monday night the 17th.
That's Monday night the 17th of October at 7 p.m. There is a everyone invited post-concert reception.
Okay.
And then on the 18th, that program that we just talked about, the Chamber Music Program, will be repeated at the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville at 7 p.m. And then basically we have this project, as you know, all year focusing on indigenous composers. So I think Mona reached out, heard about it, and reached out to us and said, hey, would you be willing to do something with us? So we've got this chamber music concert all ready to go. So we'll just
Wonderful.
Bring it up here.
So that weekend, help me out again.
Okay. So we've got Symphonic Superheroes.
And that is?
That is Saturday, October 15th.
With a reception after.
And that's with the after party. Yeah, we have to get all of our parties straight.
Right, right.
That's at 7 p.m. ArcBest Performing Arts Center. Tickets at fortsmithsymphony.org. That's on the 15th. On the 17th at 9 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. is Earquake. Those are our school's programs. That's not a that's through the various school systems.
Right.
So that's not really open to public. That's on the Monday the 17th. Also on Monday the 17th at 7 p.m. at the ProPAC building in Fort Smith is our Legendary Voices Chamber Music Concert. With something afterwards. Got to get the party straight.
Yes.
And then on Tuesday, October 18th, the string quartet and soloists are at the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville for a 7 p.m. concert. I don't know about the party. They're going to have to, you know, I guess they're going to have to do a party.
What are you doing Wednesday morning the 19th?
Not much.
Good. That is a packed weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
John Jetter is the music director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony. Our conversation took place in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio last week. You can find out much more at fortsmithsymphony.org.